This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is
rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
Must have been a little bit of a glitch there.
A boat rock.
Maybe the prophet got involved and just put his foot down and said, you know, enough is enough.
And then it backtracked everything.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you nitpickers out there.
Nitpickers.
And, of course, nitpickers. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, I got to kind of make this quick right off the bat because I want to play this audio for you. It was second to none. It was our friend Jesse Lee Peterson out of Los Angeles, California, that just nailed this reporter.
Awesome.
I'll play that in just a minute. But, friends, before I do, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can check out our new media resource, which not only shows you the problem but also adds the knowledge to correct the problem, to take your feet out of the miry clay and put them upon the rock so the Lord can establish your goings. Interestingly enough, all of our contributors, friends, are involved in the culture war. They go a little bit further than just being a bunch of paper tigers, a bunch of tough guys. No, they're involved. They got boots on the ground, friends. So, as a matter of fact, anybody that we have contributing on Sons of Liberty Media, we don't need a lot of people contributing. We need the right people contributing, and we're gathering that right now. But, friends, thank you for knocking sonsoflibertymedia.com out of the park for us. We appreciate it. The numbers are up. You've pushed that website up to, it went from very high numbers to very low numbers. And you can take that both ways. But
high numbers to low numbers, meaning when it started out, it was like 2 million ranked among websites in the United
States.
We're
3 weeks into it. What's our ranking right now, as a matter of fact?
I checked just before the show here. 15,554.
Okay, so from so 2 million to 15,000 after 3 weeks.
Going up a few thousand every week.
Amen.
Awesome.
We appreciate that, folks. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. And folks, the phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, I want to let you know this, too. I want to thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Network. I do sincerely appreciate that. I know Stephanie does. And we just know that people are hungry for the truth, and they're tired of the conservative, the lack of conservatism, should I say, the lack of Christianity and the lack of patriotism. They're tired of the rhetorical talk, the dog chasing
diplomacy.
The tail. Ben Franklin say of diplomacy, seduction, and another guy's? We're tired of it. I'm a part of the younger generation, and we need answers, friends. And I know that there's people out there that are in alliance with us, and they are aligned with our mentality, namely the Word of God in our Constitution. Constitutional Republic, which has been given unto us. And we need to save that. Speaking of Ben Franklin, we need to save that republic that was given unto us. So, folks, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to play this audio for you. And what it is, it's a Latin reporter who gets owned as her racism is exposed. But listen to what she asks a black man. I'm a black man and a white man, namely a white man that has blood all over his forehead. If you'd like to check out this video, it's also available on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Latin reporter owned as her racism is exposed. Go for it, Chase.
Are you all right?
Are you okay? Oh, I'm feeling better than ever.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Are you a racist?
Am I what?
What are you think of these people now? Why?
Why are you staying here?
Said, are you racist?
Am I racist?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a racist. Why do you ask that?
Well, why?
Why is it that people who stand up for America and who want to protect our own borders, why are we always trying to be backed up with a racist thing? I'm standing here with a black man. If I was a racist,
are
this is
racist?
My brother right here. If I'm standing with him, how can I be a racist?
Are you a racist?
No.
So why would you ask him if he's a racist?
Well, let me see.
Why would you ask that question?
Why are you standing here?
Him because he's white and you want to get away with his racist remark. Are you a racist?
No.
But why is it that he a racist because he standing up for
the
country?
Do you like the Latin people?
Do you like them?
Yeah,
I like
Latin
America?
People.
Do you like America?
Yeah.
Then what's your problem? You should be out here picking it with us. That's a dumb question to ask. You're asking that question so you can use it on your program to make him look like a racist. Why don't you ask me, am I racist? Because I'm black, right? I love America too, and I think these illegal aliens need to be shipped back to their country. So why is that racist? You are racist for asking him that question.
Thank you, Jesse.
And you're only doing it because he's white, and that's what you're going to show on your report tonight. You shouldn't play that kind of game. That's a dumb question.
Shame on you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yes.
You're in America. Taking advantage of all the benefits that America has to offer, and your only comment, are you a racist?
Yes, now, okay, that's good. Now, this Latin reporter is asking the white man that has blood all over his face, are you a racist? A black man, Jesse Lee Peterson, a friend of ours from Los Angeles, California, he's got his own radio broadcast as well, got the hat and the T-shirt. Interestingly enough, he's a black man. He looked at the Latin reporter and said, are you a racist?
Turn it right back on her.
Yeah, turn it right back on her. And then he said, well, are you a racist? The white guy says it to her, and she said, no, I like the Latin people. In other words, she's agreeing with the illegals that are crossing the border illegally, friends. Okay? The black man interjects. Jesse Lee Peterson says to her, well, you know what? Do you love America? Asked the Latin reporter. Well, if you loved America, you'd be over here protesting with us. Listen, those that are here legally, friends, Latin, black, white, orange, purple, pink, it doesn't matter. All nations are of the same blood, saith the Creator. Okay? But here you have these people playing the race card, trying to divide the people. What, you don't like the Latin people that are coming over here? No, nobody wants them coming over here illegally. If they're here legally, yes, they're Americans. We're all mutts. We're all in this together, but we have to do it according to the rule of law, not according to a lawless criminal administration that's trying to use this card to divide and conquer. Right? So what happened is she got her hat handed to her as she was reporting on television, and it was recorded, friends, and it's on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, listen to me carefully. I am tired of this. And this racism between the blacks and the whites and the Hispanic and the Hmongs and the Chinese and the Japanese. Listen, we're all in this together. When we do it according to the rule of law, we're all Americans. It doesn't matter what color we are. I'm tired of people saying, well, I'm African American. You know, what am I, German-American, and you're Swedish-American,
right.
Stephanie? No, that's ridiculous. Or you're Japanese-American, and you're Chinese-American? No, we're American. And as long as you keep your nationality tagged to it, friends, you're going right along with those that are trying to play the race card to divide the people. You judge men by the content of their character, friends, not by the color of their skin. How foolish. And we have some brothers from another mother and another mother nailing these people right where they need to get nailed. And if you'd like to check it out, please, again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, folks, when I come back, I'm going to put an analogy to you. I'm going to lay it to your candor. Over the last week, we've been nitpicked by people that should know better from the professed church and patriots saying, why do you keep going after this president the way that you go after him, man? You know, I got a question for those that nitpick us. Why aren't you? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, over the last week, we've been nitpicked by the professed church. Of course, they are not doers of the word. They're hearers only deceiving themselves.
And this is the squeaky wheel, keep in mind. It's like it one or two people.
But for some reason, this is what makes the news. People love this kind of stuff, and why? I don't know. But we do want to let you understand what we deal with on a 24/7 basis. It usually comes from them that you least expect it to come from. Because we are in the fight. It's like a bunch of people in an auditorium or in a stadium watching a football game. And when the football player, or namely the quarterback, makes a move that they don't particularly like, they boo him. But it's interesting that the football player, namely the quarterback, is out on the field playing the games, getting beat up to bring that football into what? The end zone to win the game, right? Well, it's the same thing we're doing in spiritual matters. Okay, I'm giving you a natural analogy because Jesus said it's the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're spiritually discerned. So I'm giving you natural analogies so you can understand what I'm saying spiritually.
I can add on to that too as well.
Yeah, I wasn't really done, but you can go ahead if you like.
I'm adding to the smorgasbord here. I remember when my sister was in high school and she played some basketball, and going and watching one of her games, and there are these two fat gentlemen sitting there, you know, yelling at the players and whatever.
They can't help themselves, though.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I got to say this. One of the first sermons you ever preached was, it's got to suck to be a spectator.
Secondly,
we got these two fat men yelling at the players like they could do any better. I mean, they couldn't even run a block without passing out.
Is there anything worse than an overweight coach?
Yeah, seriously, they couldn't even run a block, let alone tell these players what they're supposed to be doing. It's kind of like, you know, when you say, and people say, well, what about this and this, and you got to be more loving and so on. Say, well, what are you doing? And they say, well, I'm not doing anything. Well, yeah. What radio program on you at? What church are you speaking at? What events have you done?
So how ridiculous!
Gotta put in this back perspective.
How ridiculous that you would suggest that love overlooks judgment.
That's right.
Then love kills itself by killing justice, wounds itself by killing justice,
mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what people do. Is they don't realize. For example, God gave governments. God gave His moral law through the Mosaic Institution, Exodus 18:21, because He loves. And it's interesting that the professed church in America, namely, is trying to separate love and law. No, there's law for the purpose of love, and Christ came and fulfilled it through a demonstration of love, right? Because grace overcomes, and we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, and faith overcomes the world, right? So anyways, in saying that, friends, we get a lot of that. And interestingly enough, I want to lay an analogy to your candor, because I got a friend on the radio that's going to jump on in just a second here. And he's going to explain to you how there's actually people out there protesting the churches in America for not preaching the word of God. And by the way, it's the church's job to protest. Protestant has meaning. Protestant. Okay? Here's an analogy, and then I'm going to pull Tim up real quick from Freedom Outpost. Okay? A man's on a four-lane highway driving dangerously erratic, and of course, endangering the lives of others on the same road. So the cop pulls him over, for the police officer is indignant that this individual would be on the road and that he's acting so carelessly, and to be quite frank, friends, dangerously. So do you get mad at the police officer that is there magnifying the law against the crime that this individual, this dangerous, lawless individual is actually acting out? Or do you get mad at the cop? See, what happens, friends, is people get mad at us for actually dealing with this administration for what it is. And I'll tell you why they get mad at us, because they're not doing anything about the problem. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know the Word of God. And that's really the essence of everything I have to say. So, taking that, I want you to understand that the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Bradley, Dean, that would be me, this is what this ministry is doing. It is actually pointing out the crimes of this administration the way that Jesus did, the prophets did, the apostles did, yep. All the way from Abraham, all the way to the end of the book of Revelations. Just the way that John the Baptist did when he pointed his finger at Herod and he said he called him out for all the evils in which he committed. You know, for some reason, the professed church in America doesn't find it to be their duty to be the moral compass of society anymore. So what they like to do is they like to nip on the heels of those that are actually the church. And to go no further with that point, I'll let Tim, my friend from Freedom Outpost, actually explain my point. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, there's a group of people out there right now, and they're actually protesting church and churches. Tell us all about it. I'm curious.
Yeah, there was a guy who contacted me. His name is Jim Harrison. He is the Minuteman United director, and they have been protesting churches in their areas in Ohio. One of them was the Vineyard Columbus Church there last year. And they had several meetings with the church leaders, and all they were doing was pretty much calling on the church leaders to speak out about, you know, biblical marriage, how God defines marriage, speak out against abortion, and some of the other, you know, sins that are taking place and crimes that are taking place within our society. Well, as a result of that, the church had asked them, okay, just don't come on our property, which I guess most of us could understand being on the property and such. But these guys have put out the signs out on the road. They're pretty much near the very length of where telephone poles are, as far as the road frontage, within so many feet. And at least in my state, it would be considered part of the road. And yet, instead of dealing with what these guys were asking them to deal with, namely to preach the Word of God like the Black Robe Regiment did, and direct the society, these guys wanted to shut them up, and so they took them to court. One of the pastors even stated that we do not agree with many of these confusing messages that they have on their signs. Our church wants to communicate a message that everyone, no matter race, political persuasion, background,
sure,
we sincerely want you to discover life Jesus offers. Well, Jesus doesn't offer a life that is filled with lawlessness. It's filled with obedience to God's law. That's why we call people to repentance of sin, and sin is transgression of the law.
Wasn't that Jesus' message, though, Tim? I mean, I'm being facetious.
That was every prophet's message.
Yeah, it was. It was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
The first words out of his mouth were repent.
Yeah.
So that was the first message that he gave. Same one for John the Baptist.
Yeah.
But there's nothing confusing about the message. Here's what one of the signs reads. Please help us defend marriage. What's confusing about that?
Nothing.
Please help us pass a personhood amendment, which recognize it's very simple. It recognizes that people are people from the time they are conceived. Just like what David wrote. He said, you know, you knew me before you formed me in the womb. And
Jeremiah.
You wrote on my parts in your book.
Yep.
So people are people from the moment they are conceived.
Yep.
And so this group is doing that.
Well,
they're
Tim,
not going after
let me interject
guns.
Something
they're not
really
being
quick.
Mean and nasty.
Tim,
they're just simply saying, look.
Tim, just hang on a second here, Tim. I want to interject this, that we know of in Minneapolis where there are those that are protesting, namely a Catholic church here in the state of Minnesota, where the pastor, the priest, I'm sorry, of that particular Catholic church actually had the man arrested by the police.
Yeah.
For standing out in front of the church protesting abortion. Now, it reminds me of today's conservatives who are yesterday's liberals. I mean, now you have the church protesting those that name to be the or name the name of Christ, yet they haven't departed from iniquity. And they don't know the word of God. So therefore, they're not the church. And we need to keep in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And if we go back in time, we can also see that it was the Pharisees, the religiously self-righteous, envious creeps that they were, had Christ crucified. So there's nothing new under the sun, but it's just a sad day in America that there are people that are actually protesting the churches now for not doing the mandates that God has commanded.
And it's also sad that the people that are protesting the churches themselves are having these people arrested or taking them to court because they're calling out their sin, their lack of what they're not doing. I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
First of all, the real church should be those that are pastors in the leadership, but they're not. It's the common people that are saying, listen, do your job. And the pastors say, listen, you get out of here. I'm to do whatever I want to do.
It's actually the apostle, prophet, and the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28, that's supposed to be the teacher,
right?
And the elders are to be appointed. One time in the New Testament will you see pastor. But anyways, getting back to the point, this is incredible, Tim. So what is their response to the I don't want to call them pastors or priests or whatever the case might be, these hirelings and these whores, what is the Minuteman's response to these whores?
Well, according to their blog, they called out the pastor and said many pastors like him across the nation choose to believe or choose to be more annoyed by signs in his church's front yard sounding the alarm of moral decline than by the moral decline itself.
Yeah.
Vividly represented by the abortion clinic, which is just down the street from their church.
Gosh.
And that is the issue that we're in. We're into a church that has ear ticklers. And as I started the article off with the famous quote from Martin Luther, I mean, he was the one protesting the Catholic Church. God used him mightily, as well as other reformers, to break the bonds that the Catholic Church had put on the people. And now it's in the Protestant Church.
Yeah.
But here's what he said. If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except precisely that little point, which the world and the devil are at the moment attacking, I am not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ,
amen.
Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is either flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point.
Sounds good. Tim, thank you from Freedom Outpost again. Thank you for your time. You got Bradley and Stephanie with Tim from Freedom Outpost, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So, to give you that analogy, we just had Tim, well, actually, I gave you an analogy. Then we had Tim from Freedom Outpost jump on with us real quick and tell us that the professed church in America is now being protested. By the way, friends, the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country, the greatest advocate to the crimes committed against we the people, by those that serve we the people, is the professed church. I just want everybody to understand that. Because it is, again, the church's job to point out sin and bring forth the message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it is.
And I want to go back to that analogy for a minute, too. When you think about it, you think about a lawless driver who's driving on a four-lane road, okay, endangering everybody around them, not only his life, but the lives of mothers, fathers, children, brothers, sisters, you name it. What kind of person are you when the cop pulls that man over and gives him justice for his crimes and for his lawless behavior? What kind of person would point at the police officer like he was doing something wrong?
Well, think about this. They killed the prophets and the apostles
for
giving forth a message to point out their sin.
That's right. If I was sitting there on the road watching it happen, when I would see the police officer pull over that lawless individual, I would be thanking the police officer for loving the pedestrians and the mothers and fathers and the sisters and the brothers enough to put a stop to that lawless driver who is endangering the lives of everybody else. See, the problem is so many times, quote-unquote, love nowadays looks out more for the criminal than it does for the victims in whom the criminal is violated.
It's not love.
Exactly.
The love of many will wax
cold. The quote-unquote love.
For what? The workers of iniquity. There's a lack of love. Because when you look at the word love, in Scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, namely, let love be without iniquity. That's lawlessness.
So abhor that which is evil.
And what is
evil.
The fulfilling of the law is to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It's interesting how people in this country will stand back, and I'll tell you why again. Just listen to me carefully. Why is it that they excuse the crimes of others that are committing crimes? Because they themselves are guilty of them. It was Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who rightly said, if you want to know why a man is angry with God, follow him home. You want to know why a preacher doesn't preach out against sin? Follow him home. He's guilty of it, friends. And the point that I was making earlier is how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. When you look at the cross of Jesus Christ, you see twofold. You see how much God hated sin. And he laid the iniquity of us all upon his son, who was the sacrifice, the lamb. Folks, the Passover, right? And how much does God love mankind? Well, when you're reconciled unto Jesus Christ, there you have it. There's the fulfilling of your covenant as you receive the covenant. But what brought you to the foot of the cross first and foremost?
A realization of your sin before God.
And what does that?
The law.
Exactly right. Romans
3:20. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, yep. that we might be justified by faith. It doesn't justify you. It leaves you helpless, so you have a need of a Savior. That's the good news.
Exactly right. So I got to get to my point. Now, the point was that I was making is, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20.
Right.
Tim brought up 1 John 3:4. And then what you were just talking about was Galatians 3:24. And if you want to check out the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, Christ is the fulfiller of the old, friends, by the way. But
and
interesting
the law.
Love. That's exactly right.
Right.
Who did not come to abrogate it, but to fulfill it, Matthew
right.
5, but also go over back to the Old Testament, Psalm 19:7 as well. Let me say that one more time before I go on with my point here. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. That's exactly right. Okay?
It's not love at all that does not bring forth justice.
So America's ignorance, let's go to the natural. Americans' ignorance enables the White House to continue on in their crimes. Because as Thomas Paine rightly said, where knowledge is duty, remember, friends, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, ignorance is a crime. Thomas Paine again said, where knowledge is a duty, ignorance is a crime. So the American people and their representatives are guilty of dereliction of duty when it comes to the failure to the impeachment of this criminal in office, Barack Hussein Obama, as well as this criminal administration. Because America, for the most part, to those that stand down rather than call him out and call for impeachment, you're adding strength to his tyrannical acts by giving him permission, friends, listen carefully, to destroy for another 2 years. He does not have a right to violate law. His purpose is to ensure the rights of the people, not to take them away. These criminals and their crimes in this administration, by the way, friends, are not hidden. Luke 12:2 through 4, 2 Corinthians 11:14, because we know that Satan himself transforms his ministers into the angel of light. They look like it, they smell like it, they have the color of it, but guess what? They don't have the fruit of it, and they aren't it. And I'm talking about the righteous ones that God sends contradict. They point out those that violate law. And who is the lawgiver? Well, none other than the God of Moses, the Mosaic Institution, which we have in this country called common law. Now, going over to Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the United States Constitution, it reads, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president, neither shall any person be eligible to the office who shall not attend to the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States of America. Now I'm going to play a piece by his wife who said it. Okay? I didn't say it. I'm pointing out the laws of our Constitution. I'll read it one more time. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the United States reads, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Now, did I say that? No. His wife said that.
And when
I thought we talked about this, when you think about it too,
you know, when she said, when you talk about things like, so many times people say, well, Bradley Dean said that. Listen, no, his wife said it, as you mentioned. And then also you had a reporter who also said the
same
thing.
Yeah, MSNBC.
In their confusion, they blurred out the truth. I bet you after that she was like, oh,
well, let's see what she has to say.
Surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know, a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test.
Let's do that again. Wait a second. What did you say, Michael? I mean, Michelle?
His home country in what? Kenya?
I'm kind of curious. Do you think that she knew that this was going to be broadcast to the people across the country?
She probably did.
She's the one that said it, friends. And by the way, foreigners say it. Not only that he's not American, but he's also foreign. And not that he's a Christian, but he's a Muslim. Folks, I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what our law says of such people as the criminal in the White House. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not obtain to the age of 35 years and been 14 resident within the United States. Listen to Michelle one more time.
Trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya. We took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested.
Wait. I thought he was natural born. I don't know. Is it just me? But we also know MSNBC just hung himself recently with doing the same thing. But again, friends, what has the state-run media done? They demonized those. Remember, they're called the birthers.
Right.
They demonize people that call them out for what they said. Folks, they demonize those that call them out for the fruit that's on their tree.
Yeah, and if he had nothing to hide, then why would he seal up his birth records? One of the first things he did not.
How many people died around that investigation already, folks? I mean, is that just coincidental that these things are happening? No, friends, because he knows what he's doing is lawlessness. He knows that he does not have a position here. And by the way, friends, for all of the unlawful policies that this criminal and his administration have passed against we the people in this country, and yes, I said policy, not law, because policy follows law, okay? If you want to go ahead and just wipe them all out, just get to the core. Lay the axe to the root of the tree, just like John the Baptist did. And by the way, don't critique me for doing that, because I didn't say that. The law said that. And the law says that to the present. Lay the axe to the root of the tree, and everything that he has implemented will be undone in one day. In one day, friends. But the American people have to get to the point where they've had enough. You got that next piece, Chase? Go ahead and listen to this, friends. This is MSNBC just recently.
The White House. And Chris, I'll start with you. A complicated week to try to have a summit like this. But the White House is clearly, I would assume, hoping that this will be part of the president's legacy, given his background.
Yeah, the fact that he's from Kenya and the fact that when he was elected, there were expectations on the African continent that he would do great things for them.
Can you do that again?
The fact that he's from where?
This is just recently.
Kenya?
How many times has this come to the surface, America? But because the state-run media demonizes those people as birthers, you know, even the conservatives, the best that you have, America, they're afraid to hit the issue. But yet again, Michelle said it. The state-run media propagandists, they're the ones that said it, friends. And again, I'm just here to magnify the laws of our constitutional republic, because I want you to be reminded that this individual and his administration do not have a right to violate the laws that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. And I want you to think about this. Hundreds of thousands of men and women are 6 feet under the ground because of fighting against dangerous ideologies that the American people are standing down on today. In other words, this administration is doing the exact things that them men and women that are 6 feet under the ground fought dying to preserve. They don't, again, have a right to violate the law, friends. And I'm just pointing the law out that tells you he is not natural born. He is not from America, and I didn't say it. And one more time, listen carefully to the propagandists from MSNBC.
Given his background.
Yeah, the fact that he's from Kenya and the fact that when he was elected, there were expectations on the African continent that he would do great things for them. This is a concerted effort by this administration.
Thank you, Chase.
From Kenya.
Wow. Again, friends, I'm just pointing out the facts. And facts are stubborn things, and I'll tell you, liars don't like people that tell the truth, do they? No. That's why Jesus Christ was crucified. That's why he was hated by the world. This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And why was he hated? Because he took the cloak of covering off their sins, because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And a sparrow, my friends, will not hit the ground without me preaching out against it. I'm just here to tell you that. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community, and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system, and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $3.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Next segment, do stay with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, let me make my next point here. It is the responsibility of the American people to respond to the crimes that are being committed against you. The people in this country know exactly who the guilty are, as well as the crimes that they are committing. America's representatives are violating the oath that they swore to uphold. And it is your job to hold their feet to the fire. Because America doesn't need another debate or play on words to know what their responsibilities and duties are. Now let me go to Article 2, Section 4. Again, going directly to the constitutional law, enumerated laws, forgive me. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office, on impeachment for conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Listen to that, okay? Impeachment for, let me go to the end, let me go to the tail of that section, Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. shall be removed for office on impeachment for misdemeanors, the least violation towards the laws of our constitutional republic, friends. The least. Now, I have a question for you. When has this administration told you the truth? When have they ever done anything good for the country? The administration should have been impeached entirely and then held on civil charges a week after he was inaugurated. The very first week. And by the way, for those that are laughing and mocking Obama, I want to tell you something, friends. The joke's on you. It's not on him. I'm going to give you an example here real quick. And this is concerning Iraq. Obama was out there blowing the horn on how he promised that he would bring Iraq to an end, and he did. But I want you to listen to pay careful attention, particularly at the very end. It's a very short piece, but listen again. Barack Hussein Obama blowing his own horn until he's called into question. Go for it.
Time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. We did. 4 years ago, I promised to end the war in Iraq. I did. I told you we'd end the war in Iraq. We did. I said we'd end the Iraq war. We did. I told you I'd end the war in Iraq. And we did. I ended the war in Iraq as I promised. In 2008, I promised we'd end the war in Iraq. We've ended it. I was able to keep my promise and end the war in Iraq. In 2008, I promised we would end the war in Iraq, and we've ended it. The war in Iraq is over. The war in Iraq is over. From ending the war in Iraq. That's why I ended the war in Iraq. For the first time in 9 years, there are no Americans fighting in Iraq.
President, do you have any second thoughts about pulling all ground troops out of Iraq?
You know, what I just find interesting is the degree to which this issue keeps on coming up. As if this was my decision.
So once he's called into question, friends.
Wow.
He's see what he's doing? He's campaigning,
about it.
Friends,
yeah.
Is what he's doing. He's lying to the American people. And then once, and I can almost bet you that was right before the second election. I can almost bet my bottom dollar it was right before the second of elections. Folks, the borders are wide open. ISIS fighters are given permission to return to the United States after battling America's allies, and this president is in known alliance with American sworn enemies. See, friends, our forefathers left America with the example of what not to tolerate, namely a tyrant named King George. The Declaration of Independence is the history of a people who would no longer suffer a long train of abuses by a tyrant who would not rule in accordance with God's government, Exodus 18:21. So, instead of jeopardizing the future for your posterity and your blood-bought freedoms on the sacrifice of our brothers and sisters, our mothers and our fathers, our grandpas and our grandmas, our uncles and our aunts, instead of jeopardizing what they have given unto us through their sacrifice, our forefathers threw off an ungodly tyrant, and so should we. So which one makes sense? Throw off the Constitution or throw off the men that pervert the Constitution? Because it sounds pretty simple to me. And I'm not talking about doing anything which violates our constitutional law for the dull and insensible individuals out there trying to make me out to be something that I'm not. Use a little common sense and don't throw rocks at the cop that's trying to preserve your life. Spiritual matters. So the knowledge you have now been given should move your feet to action so that you are not found to be a criminal against God, your people, or your country. When you get some time, read James 2:14-26.
You know, it reminds me of,
I love it.
It reminds me of a quote by Roger Sherman, who was one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence. Sherman said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men."
Okay.
I
can really wrap it up.
Yeah.
Going over to a conservative outlet again. Obama accused of another crime. Obama delays amnesty orders until after election. Friends, everything he has done up to this point has been illegal in every sense of the word. Lay the axe to the root of the tree. Uncover the administration for who they are and what they're promulgating and what they're advocating. Because, friends, I'm not talking about a third world country anymore. I'm talking about your country.
Yeah, I have to say something, too, about that whole...
Hang on. My point was okay. This. Obama delays amnesty orders until after election. He didn't say illegal immigrants. He said amnesty. We just found out that 350-some thousand illegal aliens came into this country just over the last month because he will not guard the borders. He will not protect the borders. Folks, I thought we were in a state of terror. I'm not going to go down this road again, but 2 + 2 = 4, isn't it? And who are the terrorists, have we been told? Who are they? Well, Muslim Brotherhood. CARE. Who else? Radical jihadists. ISIS. Who else? Well, who's entertaining them? Who's entertaining them? Who's funding them, friends? The guy in the White House. What else do you need? Want to know? 312 million people. How is it that you're letting a small minority destroy your country? Do you not care about the freedoms that you've been given unto me? Or are you a gloom and a doomer and just throwing your hands up and saying, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. You know what? We can do without you. You're worthless. You're not even good for the enemy of your soul.
Well, you know, we do need to fight the good fight of faith. And I want to say something about that series of clips that we just played from Mr. Obama and how he's bragging on the fact that he ended the war in Iraq and I did this and I did my promise and blah, 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 blah. From the horse's mouth. This is what kind of gets me, is the fact that people say, well, you're saying this and you're saying that. No, we're playing clips directly from his wife, directly from Obama himself, directly from the state-run media, where they're saying it, we're not saying it. And then when he's taken, brought into question, well, what do you think about pulling away those troops? He's like, well, you know, the thing that really is I find interesting is the fact that, you know, it's laid to me like it was my decision. Listen, you were the dude who just got done bragging about how you did this forever. And then when you're called into question, well, like it was my decision now that there's some problems going on
but
here.
But we have to, in this country, lay responsibility responsibility should be laid. And I have a question for the American people. Why is it that you suffer these abuses? Look at your children. Look at what's been given unto you again. Don't forget that you are blood-bought in the natural. You live on the greatest planet. I'm sorry. greatest nation on this planet. You're called the light of the world. Foreign countries from all over this globe look to you to get back to your constitution, to get back to your law. Because, America, you are to foreign lands good. And if you are good, much has been given unto you. And I want to tell you something. Your Heavenly Father, like it or not, blessing or cursing, to whom much is given, much is required. Don't forget that. Don't forget that at all. We got hour two coming up really quick.
And when you think about our nation, our founding forefathers, and what they sacrificed, not only just they said their lives, their fortunes, and their most sacred honor, what they sacrificed, it was John Adams who said, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. If you do not, then I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. We're talking from a man who didn't see his children for years and years at his time, his wife for years and years at his time. He was the colossus for independence. He knew his duty was before God, and he knew that he would have to stand before God on Judgment Day. So when I look at us, the posterity, are we reflecting our forefathers in the manner in which they preserved our freedom? Are we being good offspring, diligent children to preserve this freedom?
Do we deserve this freedom?
Yeah, to preserve the freedom, and do we deserve the freedom for our next generation? You know, I was talking to many different veterans over the past couple weeks, and basically saying to them, we feel like you have done your job. Now it's time for us to do our job. You fought the good fight, now we're going to do the same thing.
Folks, if you'd like to get a hold of us, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, or you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, check out our brand new website, which shows you the answers, friends, but it puts your feet upon the rock to establish your goings. It gives you the knowledge as to how to deal with the issues at hand so you have a future and a hope. 1-866-233-0747. Hour 2 coming up right after this break.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican,
Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.